material energy, the brain entity, the material energy becomes symbolic. So the Vedic civilization is for fulfilling the mission of the spiritual energy, and the modern civilization is to become entangled in the activities of this material energy. Entangled, I have used this word entangled, because we are becoming entangled in this material energy by changing this body. Now I have got this human form of body, and according to my work, I'll get next another body. That body is not guaranteed that I shall get human form of body. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, "Tatha dehantara prapti." You will get another body. Just like I'm old man, I shall die, or I shall change the body. Death means I will change the body. Just like I've changed my body many times. When I was in the womb of my mother, the first day after the sex, my body was just like a pea. These information are there in the Vedic literature. The secretion from the father and mother combined together, they become emulsified and it forms a substance like a pea. Within that pea, the living spirit soul is there. Then it develops. The pea develops. Then there becomes holes. Nine holes. We have got nine holes. These nostrils, the ear, the mouth, the eyes, the genital, the rectum, the navel. We have got nine holes. These nine holes develop. In this way, the body is formed. At 7 months' time, the body gets consciousness back. Before that, it is in the deep sleeping state. Then, after 7 months, it is in dreaming state. At that time, it feels inconvenience to live in the midst of urine, stool, and worms biting. So many inconveniences within the womb of the mother. At that time, if he is little pious, he prays to God, "God, give me relief from this state of life. This time I shall engage my time only for your service or to realize you." But as soon as he comes out, he forgets everything. So it is the duty of the father and mother to give him remembrance of these things. Unfortunately, at the present moment especially, the father and mother is also not enlightened. So he is kept in darkness. Then he is given education how to exploit these material resources, that is immediate, very profitable. In this way, we are kept into darkness in the whole life. Then, at the time of my death again, as I remember my circumstances, janajangabhapismaranabhavamtajatantikalevaram, the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego, that does not annihilate the gross body, earth, water, air, fire. that is finished, then the subtle body carries me to another gross body. Just like the flavor, the air carries the flavor. If it is blowing on some nice rose garden, the air carries the flavor of the rose. Similarly, my activities in this life will be, at the time of death, will be carried by the subtle body to form another gross body. So that gross body may be any one of the 8,400,000. There are 8,400,000 forms of body, and by the laws of nature, I will have to enter in one of them. Therefore, you find varieties of living entities. So, bhakti yoga means to get relief from this business of being entangled in different bodies. That is called bhakti yoga. Anartha upasamam saksat bhakti yogam madhukkaya. So the Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people not to become too much embarrassed by the so-called material civilization. Then you will be in time. Simply accept whatever is barely necessary. Don't spoil your energy in something which will be left by you and you will have to accept another body. You may spoil your reserve energy for getting material opulences, but you should know at least that after the end of this body, everything will remain here and I will have to go without body. Without this skyscraper building, without my wife, children, bank balance, I will have to enter another body. Even if I get a human form of body, still I have to again acquire, and again leave it, and again go without it. So, how to stop this business? That is Vaidagya. That business can be stopped. We don't want to stop. We don't say that you stop your material activities. No. But you should not forget your real business. If you simply spoil your energy in acquiring material assets which you will not be allowed to take, even if your body, which is taken care of so much, it will also remain and kicked out in the dustbin. When a man dies, his son cries, "My father has gone." Cries, "Why you are crying? Your father is lying on the bed." "No, no, he has gone." Now what he has gone? The father whom we call father, the hands and legs and the coat and pants, that is not there. Why do you say my father has gone now? That means the hands and legs and coats and pants whom I took my father, it was illusion. Maya. It is illusion. So we are within the jurisdiction of Maya, I am accepting a pattern of hands and legs as my son, daughter, a wife, and they are also accepting another type of hands and legs as father, husband. In this way, we are illusion, but after death we understand my father is gone, my husband is gone, my wife is gone. The illusion at that time becomes manifest. So whom I was seeing as my father and as son, that was the body. That was the coat plant. The coat plant is not my father. Then you may come to your senses. So, this is going on all over the world. Saivijjaisagunamai mama maya durattaya. This illusion is so strong, it is very, very difficult to get out of it. But you can. How? Mameva ja prapadyante maya amitam karanti. Anyone who surrenders to me, God, Krishna, he can get out of this illusion and regulate his life properly so that he can go back to home, back to garden for eternal, blissful life of knowledge. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.